It's time for Robbo's Pet Project, as we do each week. Talk to the good folk at Bark Bendigo Animal Relief Centre and try and rehome some pets. Ben, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Thanks for having us on again.
My pleasure. So today we're talking greyhounds. A few in particular, but greyhounds in general. I adore greyhounds. I just think they are wonderful animals. Unfortunately, my partner is a big fan of Dachshunds, so it's sort of going from the sublime to the ridiculous a wee bit. I think if we had a pair of them, I don't think procreation would be an issue, whichever way you look at it.
No. So, yeah, look, as you said, we're going to have a chat about greyhounds today. So we do have a few in our care at the moment, which have been, two have been ex-racing dogs and one has been a pet for many years. Which is fantastic that the greyhound industry is now really improving their standards in making sure these dogs find an option after racing. So we do see them from time to time. I've yet to meet a greyhound that I haven't liked.
They do, you know, and this is the misconception I still think with a lot of people, that they are basically very friendly, easily entertained, and funnily enough, they're quite lazy.
Very much so, yeah. So greyhounds are sprint animals, so just a brisk walk in the morning and the night. And then I describe them a bit like a pop-up tent, you know. They pop up and they're big and roomy, but when you fold them down for sleeping, they curl into a little ball and fit into the smallest of places.
And they can be quite hilarious. As you say, you get the one or two brisk walks a day, but when they decide to get 5 minutes of the zoomies, they are hilarious at times. So, you know, they're really entertaining and they connect so well with people too.
Very much so. They're always people friendly and we don't have any issues in finding them people to live with. And most of them, you know, there's no real dog aggression in them because they can't be aggressive to race. So they're all lovely animals when it comes to medium to large size dogs. Obviously, there's issues when it comes to the little ones and furry ones. But the three we've got in our care at the moment, we've got two girls and a boy. They're ranging from about 18 months up to 6 years. They're all various in size, so I've got three different sizes, but they only come in black. I've only got black ones here at the moment. They're all lovely dogs. They're all in need of pet homes. They'll adapt really well to being an inside dog. And they're suitable for, you know, families with kids sort of six and older, all the way up to older people who can get them out just for that gentle walk of a morning and then curl up on the couch with them for the rest of the day.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the pictures now. One of them's got the old 45-degree ears as well, which looks just gorgeous, you know. So very, very cute. The other thing with them too, which is very important, is that they're very clean dogs and low odour as well, so they don't get that doggy smell very much at all.
Yeah, correct. So they've got lovely short coats, very easy to maintain, and as you say, they don't get that odour. So requirements are... Pet greyhounds nowadays have changed a lot, so they no longer need to be muzzled out in public. They need to remain on a lead at all times, but, you know, you can get them out and walk them and they don't have that stigma of that muzzle and things like that anymore. So excellent pets are becoming more and more popular and, you know, great for different lifestyles. And once you meet a greyhound, you can see why people love them.
Indeed. All right, how do people get in touch if they want to talk to you about either Arthur, Little Bess or Millie?
Yeah, so they're all up on, I'm assuming, your website. They'll be up on ours. And people can give us a call on 5441-2209 to book a time to come in and meet with the three.
Terrific stuff. Well, good luck with that, and we hope we get them lovely forever homes. Ben, always good to chat, and we'll talk again very soon.
Thanks again, Mark. Take care.
All the best. Ben from Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. On the wake-up call, it's Gold, Central Victoria.